All right, everybody, you know what time it is. It's time for another episode of the Area 81 Newscast, and I am your host, Joey, on the Area 81 Podcast Newscast. We're going to be having a few stories here to ring in the new year, 2024, and see if we're going to get any crazier than we have in the past. 2023 was pretty wild, but 2024, possibly crazier. All right. Let's get right to it.
Hey, I don't understand nothing.
In Orlando, Florida. Yes, Florida, believe it or not. Customers filed a negligence lawsuit against Dunkin' Donuts, claiming he was injured by an exploding toilet at one of the coffee chain's locations in Central Florida. Paul Kerouac is seeking more than $100,000 in a lawsuit filed on Wednesday in state court in Orlando, claiming he suffered severe and long-term injuries following the explosion of a toilet in the men's room of a Dunkin' Donuts location in Winter Park, Florida, 1 year ago. 1 year later, the man is still damaged goods. It says here, after the explosion left Kerouac covered in feces, urine, and debris, he walked out of the men's room seeking help from workers and the store's manager, according to the lawsuit. An employee told him they were aware of the problem with the toilet since there had been previous incidents, the lawsuit says, without diving into further details about the explosion. When contacted last Thursday by email, Kerouac's attorney, Scott Spradley, said he was tied up and couldn't answer the questions until the following day. The lawsuit says Kerouac suffered bodily injury and has required mental health care and counseling since the incident in 2022. It's been a while. That is a really crappy situation. Feel for the man. I mean, it's pretty gross. But whose feces was it? Was it his own? Because that's not... Let's be real. I'm going to be covered in human feces. It's going to be my own. All right, moving along. This isn't really as funny as it is terrifying. Says here, the largest male specimen of the world's most venomous spider has been found in, take a guess, none other than Australia. With fangs that can pierce a human fingernail, the largest male specimen of the world's most venomous arachnid has found a new home at the Australian Reptile Park, where it will help save lives after a member of the public discovered it by chance. The deadly skinny funnel web spider, dubbed Hercules, was found on the central coast, about 50 miles north of Sydney, and was initially given to a local hospital, the Australian Reptile Park said Thursday. Spider experts from nearby park retrieved it and soon realized it was the largest male specimen they had ever received from the public in Australia. The spider measured 7.9 centimeters from foot to foot. That sounds English. Surpassing the park's previous record in 2018 by Colossus. It says here they range from 1 to 5 centimeters, with the females being generally larger, but not as deadly. They are predominantly found in forested areas and suburban gardens from Sydney, Australia, the most populous city, to the coastal city of Newcastle. That's not an accent. In the north and the Blue Mountains to the west. Hello to my listeners in Australia, by the way. So they're going to get anti-venom from the spider and use it and milk him, so to speak, to extract the venom, to produce life-saving anti-venom. We used to have pretty big funnel web spiders donated to the park. However, receiving a male funnel web spider this big is like hitting the jackpot, said Emma Teeny, a spider keeper. Whilst male funnel web spiders are venomous, males have proven to be more lethal. They are hideous creatures, and they serve no purpose on this planet. So, moving along.
Bruh.
Quick headline. Idaho man arrested after flying his stolen plane from North Las Vegas into California. An Idaho man was arrested after stealing a plane from the North Las Vegas airport and flying it over 100 miles to a Southern California airport and eventually running into the desert area after officers inquired about this aircraft. So they were like, hey, whose aircraft is this? And he's like, pew! He took off. Over to Africa, police in Kenya suspect a man was attacked by a lion while he was riding a motorcycle. Can you imagine? I don't know how fast lions can run. If you're riding a motorcycle and one gets the drop on you, horrible. Scooting along, going to your next, wherever you're going. Boom. It says here, police in Kenya on Monday recovered the body of a man believed to have been attacked by a lion while he was riding a motorcycle near a national reserve in the south of the country. Officers saw lion footprints that led from the motorcycle to a thicket where they found the remains of an unknown dead man.
Got it!
According to a police report, the lion population was declining in Kenya just over a decade ago, primarily due to human-wildlife conflict. I think that translates to they were killing them. The government listed lions as endangered, with a population of only 2,000 in 2010. More recently, they put the number at 2,489. And one less human, apparently, on the planet. Rest in peace, homie. An Alabama woman with rare double uterus gives birth to two children. Indora, Alabama. An Alabama woman with two uteri. I did not know that was a plural for uterus. I thought it was uteruses. Apparently it's two uteri and two cervixes has given birth to two babies after each one of them in each uterus. That is cray cray. Kelsey Hatcher of Dora, about 28 miles north of Birmingham, Alabama, gave birth to two girls on Wednesday and Thursday after a combined 20 hours of labor. That's not bad, right? Hatcher was diagnosed with a double uterus, also called uterus didelphus, when she was 17, a rare congenital condition that occurs in 0.3% of women. There's an estimated 1 in a million chance of carrying a baby in both uteri, also known as dicavitary pregnancy. Her husband, Caleb, was with her at the hospital.
That was our first moment of just us four together and really getting to breathe that in and let it be a moment to look at them girls together.
That's probably not. I don't think that's how he sounded. Oh, well. Did you guys hear about the orangutans that they had the... they were unsure who the father was, so they brought in Maury Povich to do a DNA test, and he was able to determine which father orangutan was the father. That's just a little side note. A passenger hid bullets in a baby diaper at LaGuardia Airport. TSA officers caught him. That is insane. I hope it wasn't on a baby. Let's find out.
In New York, it was a loaded diaper, but not like you would think. Security officers found 17 bullets concealed inside the disposable baby diaper on Wednesday at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The Transportation Security Administration said officers pulled the otherwise clean diaper from the passenger's carry-on bag after it triggered an alarm in an X-ray machine at the airport security checkpoint, the TSA said.
That says here, according to the agency, the passenger initially claimed he didn't know the bullets were in there. He didn't know how they ended up in the diaper, and later he suggested that his girlfriend put them there.
Hey, my girlfriend put them in there, I don't know.
The TSA identified the passenger as a man from Arkansas.
Oh, wrong accent.
Who was then ticketed for a flight to Chicago's Midway Airport, but did not disclose his name. Port Authority police cited him for the unlawful possession of a 9mm ammunition. The diaper disguiser is just the latest LaGuardia passenger to be flagged for packing bullets and sometimes heat. It is a problem that has cropped up at airports across the U.S. I wonder if it has to do with cheap ammunition in certain places or smuggling them in. Or I don't know. I know in certain states, ammunition is very pricey. Let's see here. Quick headline. A woman bought a colorful vase at a Goodwill for $3.99 and ended up auctioning for $107,000. Wow, okay. It was actually some art from an old artist. A Kentucky family got an owl in their Christmas tree, so they went and chopped down their own tree and brought home an owl. Kind of reminiscent of the Griswold family Christmas tree. Shohei Ohtani, whatever, boo, go Giants. How did this happen? A Russian man flew from Los Angeles without a passport or ticket, charged with a federal crime. Let's look at this one. A Russian man who flew on a plane from Denmark to Los Angeles in November without a passport or a ticket told U.S. authorities he did not remember how he got through security in Europe, according to a federal complaint filed by the FBI. Sergei Vladimirovich Ochigava arrived at the Los Angeles International Airport November 2nd via Scandinavian Airlines, flight 931 from Copenhagen. Blah, 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 blah. He was charged with being a stowaway on an aircraft and pleaded not guilty December 5th. A federal public defender representing Ochigava, who remained in custody Tuesday, did not return a phone call. That is crazy. The flight told investigators that during the flight's departure, Ochigava was in the seat that was supposed to be unoccupied. After departure, he kept wandering around the plane, switching seats, trying to talk to people who ignored him, according to the complaint. He also ate two meals during each meal service, at which one point attempted to eat the chocolate that belonged to the cabin crew, the complaint says.
Are you going to finish that chocolate?
Ochigava did not have a passport or visa to enter the United States. Officials said Customs and Border Protection officers searched his bag and found what appeared to be Russian identification card and Israeli identification card. Federal officers said in court documents they found his phone with a photograph that partially showed a passport containing his name, date of birth, and passport number, but not his photograph. Ochigava gave false name and misleading information about his travel to the United States. That's a big no-no. So he's in trouble with the U.S. and Denmark. So he's probably getting banned. He worked in economics and marketing. And Ochigova claimed he had not been sleeping for 3 days, and he did not understand what was going on.
Yeah, I don't understand nothing.
That's crazy. Well, welcome to the U.S., Ochigova. Why not? Everyone else is. The bronze top hat is now missing from the Abraham Lincoln statue in Kentucky. Keep an eye out for that. It's a hard one to miss. It's probably on some hillbilly's mantle right now. Let's see. Californian passes the state bar exam at 17 years old and is sworn in as an attorney. Good for him. Would you like that kid defending you? I don't know. If that's what kind of attorney he is, I don't know. Not a lawyer. He's an attorney. A white alligator is born at a Florida reptile park. Extremely rare. 19.2-inch female slithered out of its shell and into the history books. There's only a few white alligators. Three of them are at this park, so I guess the chances of that are higher. If I remember biology at all. In Alabama, there was a nude man who jumped into the giant aquarium at a Bass Pro Shop. He cannonballed in. Man. I know it's... Everyone jumps in. You're basically your butt and everything touches the water.
Explicit Christian lyrics,
right? It's like having pants on changes that, but it's just grosser when you have nothing on for some reason. I don't know. Moving on. I don't want to talk about that too much. All right, everybody, it's time to get back to the funny Yelp reviews. Today, I'm going to choose some places around where I live, and maybe some that aren't the Sacramento, Northern California area. And I'm just going to pick one at random and see if I can find some funny reviews on it. This one is called the Bombay Bar and Grill. And I don't know exactly where it's at. That's a good thing. There's probably more than one. And I don't want to get in trouble for slander. But I think it's all reviews, so I can't, right? It's somebody thinks about it. I'm not saying I agree with anything here that I'm about to read. So let's hop into it and get right to it. It's got 4 out of 5 stars out of 1,700 reviews, so I'm going to start with the worst. This is the worst food and service ever by GM from Sacramento, California. This is not Indian food. So flavorless and old tasting. There is no way this food was freshly made. We paid $50 and left all of the tasteless food on our plates. First off, you served us lukewarm sink water. Then after that, 20 minutes of waiting, this so-called food served to us was watered down and cold with no flavor. We wouldn't serve this to our dog. Not one waiter came over to see how we were doing. And when we called him over, he pretended he didn't hear us. Who does that? We're surprised you're still in business. Thank you, GM. Dorothy S. says, well, can't review the food, but I can tell you what we experienced. We went there last Saturday evening around 6-ish. My boyfriend and his brother arrived first. I got there as they walked out. So they walk inside, and they were not... Oh, sorry, I'm going to read it exactly as it's written. So they walk inside, was not greeted. After waiting a few minutes, they are wondering what's going on here. As more people coming in, they were greeted and eventually seated. WTF. They were skipped on purpose because y'all are racist. Racist is in all caps. I said what I said. Not being greeted and overlooked because of the color of their skin is wild to me. One star for SH star 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 customer service.
Cool story, bro.
All right. Adden sat there for 35 minutes before the waiter came to take his order. The Walter who brought my food had his thumb in my lentil soup. The cook comes out with his finger in his ear. WTH, pricey, and the food doesn't taste good. Gross. That one's way too long. And the one-star reviews are pretty much all the same thing. Nobody checked on them, asked if they wanted refills, or tikka masala, whatever, whatever. Needless to say, I will not be going there. Adnan says, this is an embarrassment to Indian food. I'm embarrassed. Crap flavor killed my appetite.
No, sir. I didn't like it.
I think it's only fair to read the five-star reviews, too. Let's even this out with a five-star review. It says here, by Rajit from Vacaville. Always such great service, even when we have 10-plus people with us. Food is the bomb and options for days. Special shout-out to our server, Amit. Although they had a full house and only two servers, they got our food right and provided excellent service.
Yeah! Stop lying!
All right. Good for them. Let's go to a big... I'm going to use a big restaurant. Like, one that everybody knows. Let's see. Let's go burgers, because everyone likes a good burger. Buddha Belly Burger, Stoner Burger, Burger Lounge, Roscoe's Burger Barn, Pete's Brew House, Jim Denny's. Let's see, how do I find the... I just want to find a big chain. Let's see. Because I don't want to drag these small mom-and-pop businesses. I don't know. There could be listeners from Sacramento right now. All right. Taco Bell Cantina. This is the Taco Bell that serves alcohol. This one is in Sacramento, California. All right, and this one only has 2.8 stars, which is to be expected from Taco Bell. They have mainly one-star reviews. Tegan from Ontario says, literally the worst service ever. It's unclear where to go. There was no one to take our order. We just ended up getting regular freezes instead of twisted ones and waited so long for just two freezes. Jonathan says, super cool to pay 60 cents for a single jalapeno on my food. I know inflation is crazy, but this is bonkers. This is also the soggiest chalupa I've ever had. The rest of my order is either missing something or has something I have not even asked for in it. And it's a picture of a chalupa, look like mainly lettuce, and there's literally one jalapeno ring, like a little sliced jalapeno in it. Employees are super rude, said the restrooms were out of order. One star. My friends and I came from a bridal fitting and asked for a water cup in addition to our food that we ordered. They refused. They said they ran out of water cups. But then when the manager came over, they said they could not give us one because people just filled it with soda.
Donkey tea.
We wanted a water cup for the 5-year-old flower girl, and they refused. It is actually illegal to refuse water in the state of California to an asking patron. We will be seeking legal support on this. You'll be hearing from my lawyers. The manager refused to refund a drink after we ordered a drink and they were out. They literally stole money from us. And I would report this to corporate if they had posted it anywhere in the store. Yes, Amy, if there was only a way you could find a corporate number for them. It's crazy. At 12:56, they decided to close the door. The bouncer looked at me when I showed him the time on my phone, and he put his thumb to his throat in a slicing motion as if to say, they're closed. I mean, come on, you're pushing it. They're supposed to close at 1. They closed early for no reason, said they were open to 1. We got there at 12, very misleading. I mean, come on, dude. I never go anywhere within an hour of closing. You know what I mean? I just don't do it. I refuse to do it. I think we're going to call that good. I'm trying to think. Nothing new coming up. Nothing new in the works. Just a couple maybe newscasts in the near future, and then a couple of podcasts in the near future as well. I hope you guys keep your ear to the ground and download them as they come out. Thank you guys for listening. And again, if you guys are listening to this from somewhere else in the world, find me on Instagram, the Area 81 Podcast. I'm on X. I'm on Facebook. I'm on, I don't know what I'm on, Spotify, yada, yada, yada. Find me. Let me know where you're from. I would love to hear from you guys. All right. Much love, and stay safe. Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you guys soon. This is garbage news.
You made me up, you made me up, believer, believer.